Well, meanwhile, the Trump administration is also handling a blooming diplomatic crisis. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo is in the Middle East to try to reassure allies that pulling U.S. troops out of Syria will not jeopardize efforts to counter ISIS and Iran. Here's Pompeo speaking in Amman, Jordan today.
The president's decision to withdraw our folks from Syria in no way impacts our capacity to deliver on that. And you'll see in the coming days and weeks, we are redoubling not only our diplomatic but our commercial efforts to put real pressure on Iran.
But as Pompeo arrived in Jordan to ease fears about a troop pullout, National Security Advisor John Bolton was leaving Turkey without a pledge from Turkey's President Erdogan that he would not target the Kurds in Syria, something Bolton said was a requirement for U.S. troop pullout. Erdogan didn't even meet with Bolton and wrote in a New York Times op-ed last night that the Kurds in Syria, U.S. allies, are terrorists. NPR National Security Correspondent Greg Myrie joins us. And Greg, what happened here? Reports are using words like snubbed and shut down to describe Erdogan's treatment of Bolton. Bolton issued a statement saying he didn't consider himself snubbed. In your opinion, was he?
I would say snubbed and then some. A really striking scene where President Erdogan, he didn't meet with Bolton, but he went into Parliament and gave a very public speech where he said Bolton had made a grave mistake and said that this idea that of demanding the Kurds be protected is not something they'd agreed on. So he really sort of basically told him to get out of town and I don't want to meet with you. So very striking scene there.
Well, meanwhile, Bolton is saying this was a requirement. Troops aren't leaving till I get this pledge. Pompeo is in the region saying troops are leaving and it's going to be okay. Mixed signals there.
Absolutely. And this has been the situation for the past three or so weeks where President Trump started this with a tweet on December 19th saying that the U.S. was effectively defeated ISIS. And all of these issues about whether or not they were defeated, but then all the issues about how the U.S. might withdraw was a complicated thing that you'd want to talk to allies and sort out. And now it's become this sort of public argument.
Yeah, kind of messy also in that Erdogan today also made references to demands about protecting the Kurds coming from Israel. Now, Bolton first made this announcement over the weekend when he was in Israel, standing with Israeli officials. So that, you know, obviously couldn't help Turkey's bruised feelings there. And when President Trump made the announcement that he was going to be pulling troops out, as you said, Greg, he said ISIS is defeated. Apparently, the only person he talked to before making that announcement was President Erdogan, who's saying the same thing. So did he get that information from Erdogan?
It seems so. They spoke on December 14th, Trump and Erdogan, and then 5 days later, Trump tweeted, surprising everyone and saying very much what Erdogan wanted to hear. It was that U.S. troops were moving out of northeast Syria, and the Turks want to move in, and they're making it very explicit, they want to go after the Kurdish fighters who had partnered with the U.S. Mm-hmm. And again, there's nobody had reached an agreement, neither the Americans, the Turks, the Kurds. So everybody is sort of scrambling to figure out what their position is, and they're doing it in this very chaotic, public way.
Yeah, because we remember Secretary of Defense Jim Mattis resigned along with the special advisor on ISIS, Brett McGurk, because of the president's statement. Look, what happens if Turkey does attack the Kurds? Will the 2,000 U.S. troops there who've been air cover and training for the Kurds fighting ISIS, they've very largely not been combat, won't they be forced to step in and defend the Kurds against the Turks, who are also U.S. allies? I mean, you hate to think this through.
Exactly. And that's exactly why you'd want to try to arrange this before people start making moves. Now, the U.S. and Turkey, although they're having a very rough time, they're still NATO allies. It's still difficult at this point to imagine they would somehow end up in a shooting match. But the Turks are very explicit. They want have bought President Trump's indication that the U.S. wants to leave. They want to move in, and the U.S. has to worry that if they leave, the Kurdish allies will get hit and get hit hard very, very quickly.
Well, and you also have Mike Pompeo trying to assuage fears. Perhaps the White House forgot that Iran is very much moved into Syria as well, and it's right there on the border with Israel. NPR National Security Correspondent Greg Myrie, thank you so much for speaking with us. We'll see how this unfolds.
Thank you, Robin.